I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. It's a great day. I hope you guys are full of faith and knowing that they just trust the plan. I continually trust the plan. You can look back on all my videos from the very beginning and you can see that that's where I stand. That's where I'm going to continue to stand. We're going to keep fighting and we're not going to let anything deter us. Just like our wonderful president, I want you to hear what he had to say after his yet another assassination attempt. He will not be deterred. And he said it's because he is getting so much done and he has a lot of enemies. We know that. We know that. And each one of us has been attacked in one way or 10. So check out what our wonderful president said and don't let anything worry you at all. Check it out.
Well, you know, I've studied assassinations and I must tell you the most impactful people, the people that do the most, you take a look at the people, Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you go through the people that have gone through this where they got them. But the people that do the most, the people that make the biggest impact, they're the ones that they go after. They don't go after the ones that don't do much because they like it that way. And when you look at the people that have either, whether it was an attempt or a successful attempt, they're very impactful people. Just take a look at the names there, the big names. And I hate to say I'm honored by that, but I've done a lot. We've done a lot. We've taken this country, and we were a laughingstock for years, and now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. We've changed this country. And there are a lot of people that are not happy about that. So I think that's the answer, Peter.
Yes, he has, and that is the answer. Peter was asking him, you know, why does this keep happening? Well, and that is the answer, and they cannot stop him. They have tried everything, and they will continue to try everything until they are locked up. I was just making sure that everything is A-okay. Give me the thumbs up, everybody over on Rumble Land and on YouTube Land, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm, you know, I'm the one-man band over here trying to do everything. So just giving the thumbs up if everything is A-okay. So we're going to talk today. I had no idea. I named this video Firing Squads yesterday because, as you know, President Trump posted that they're reinstituting the firing squad. And yeah, I had no idea that there was going to be, you know, shots fired at, you know, potentially at him again. But they are trying everything to prevent themselves from going before the firing squad. And so that's a huge, when have we ever heard such a thing? They have fought everything to prevent capital punishment. So we'll talk about that because the Pope got involved. And it's been back and forth with President Trump and the Pope. But yeah, we're going to be talking about three miracles and three bombshells, really. And that was before this whole thing happened with President Trump. So I want you to see what some of the Anons are posting. This is the guy. His name is Cole Allen. And so here is what I believe is the situation right now, okay? Thank you. Thank you, Snow Wolf. Everything's good. So I think what I believe is happening is that they have a lot of sleeper cells that are at the ready at any moment to do such a thing as this. And that, you know, they're just brainwashed fools, you know, and I'm, Yes, this guy has likely gotten involved in social media. They follow our social media. They know what we're watching. They know what how much we, you know, buy into one thing or another. And they know who they could just trigger just a little bit and push them right over the edge so that they will do such a thing as this. And so he might, you know, the more information will come out. He might have been in some type of situation where he got drugged. I don't know. Some of these people, you know, we know the C blank A, right? They're involved in so much of this. So, you know, this is not just something that's not in their control. This is something that they've controlled for years. These sleeper cells, way back to and before Lee Harvey Oswald, and you know all these people that they have triggered to do terrible, terrible actions. So that's what I would think. And then, so this is what a lot of anons are pointing to: is this account right here, Henry Martinez? I'm sure I posted this on the social media. If you're not familiar with my channel, go to melissaredpill.com and you can find all the real Mellies over here and check out to make sure that you. Know what's the latest, greatest, and all the things that we're posting. When I posted it, looked at it yesterday, it had like 20,000 views. Now it's got over 19.7 million views because everybody's wanting to know what is this? Why is there an account right here called Henry Martinez with no followers, with no one he's following, and only one single solitary post? Why is that? And I'll tell you what my opinion is on this, what my conjecture is that they have the criminal cabal has probably 1,000 of these types of accounts, and they make it look like, say, oh, now he's got 10,000 followers. Okay, I'm not recommending you follow him. I'm not recommending you put your name right out there that you're following him, you know, because this was a one-time deal. They had these accounts on X and other social media set up so that when they trigger this person, you know, that we'll see their post. They know this. They know that they get this out there and it goes viral. So there was one post because they had this person ready, waiting in the wings, that they said, okay, this guy could be triggered to do something at an event, of course, with the wine glass and with the tuxedo. And this one, Pepe, has the tuxedo on, making it look like it's anons, making it look like somehow we're involved. Somehow this is part of, you know, something that the anons are doing. And clearly that is not the case. And I don't, you know, this is not, in my opinion, part of a plan. This is their attempt to utilize the 17 movement and Pepe and put it out there that we are, you know, whatever, to control us and to make us wonder what's going on. Well, I'll tell you what's going on is that the cabal wants to get rid of President Trump. That's not a surprise, just like he's just said, because he has been so impactful. And that is what they're doing. They're trying to, you know, put this out there on social media. And I bet there's 1,000 accounts like this, and that we will never see them. It will never come to the forefront unless something terrible happens and someone does a terrible, horrific event. And then you're like, oh, look, there's an account that's got this person's name on it. But there are 1,000 of them. Okay, that's what I believe is going on. Yeah, I believe that that's what's going on. I don't know what's going on with Terry Mack. Could you check that out? What's all the letters? What was that going on? Anyway, so moderators, check that out. All right, thank you. So that's what I believe is going on. I believe this guy is a patsy. I believe that he is. I'm not saying that he is not thinking he wants to do something terrible. I'm not disagreeing, but I think that so many people have been triggered. They've been brainwashed into hating Trump. They've been brainwashed into doing something evil. And yes, he should be held responsible for his actions, but I think he's being used by them. They create these accounts for these people to so that they can use this when the time comes. That is what I believe is going on. All right. So that's my opinion. As much as we love President Trump, they are trying everything they can to get rid of him, and they can't because this is biblical. If you're new to my channel, I look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical. We are headed, and this is one of my books, we're headed into the golden age, and they can't stand it because we will inherit. The Bible says that the meek, basically the righteous, those who follow God, will inherit the earth. And they can't stand that because they will be prosecuted and they will be removed from the earth, and there will be peace on earth. The golden age, there will be health and wealth and peace. I'm going to show you this, the miracles that have just been happening, and just so exciting. I want you to
make sure to see it. And this is the book. This, if you want to have the decode of the book of Revelation, this is it right here. The decode of Revelation. I'm absolutely positively, sure that this is the decode of Revelation, that this, who we're fighting right now, is the literal Antichrist in the Bible, the literal Antichrist. They are Antichrist on every topic. Anything you want to talk about, whether it's the world peace, they're anti-peace, anti-love, anti-family, anti-justice, anti-unity. They're anti-everything that's about Christ. So that's who we're fighting. We're about to cast them into the pit, and they are trying everything in the world to stop them, to stop us. And they can't, because it's biblical. So don't worry. Don't let anything worry you. Don't let, just trust the plan. Enjoy the show. Just relax. Just everybody. Okay. I think that most of you guys are. I'm speaking to the choir. You guys already know this. If you want to see more about how this is biblical, then check out, make sure to hit the like button. Share this information with others, because it's, there's a lot of fear out there. People get very upset at these types of things, and it just sends them off into a tailspin. And we're just not playing that. And there are a lot of channels that do a lot of fear mongering, and I'm not about that. And so if you like that, definitely hit the like button. And more people need to understand not just what's going on politically, but what's going on biblically and what the Lord is doing to set humanity free from literal demon worshipers. Okay, so definitely check it out. Yesterday, they completed the America Reads the Bible. It was amazing. It was amazing. So I didn't get to listen, obviously, to all of it, because it was every day since last Sunday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it was just every day, just listening to it as much as I could. It was such a huge blessing. Over 100 organizations participated, hundreds of thousands listened, and to one portion or another. It was really done so, so supremely, so well. I was so impressed and so proud of everyone, and how it just went without a hitch. Just really, really terrific. I'm so glad to have been, to have known about it, and to have shared, shared with you about it before it kicked off. I just found out about it like the day before it happened, because President Trump posted about it on whitehouse.gov. So I'm really thankful. And so they cheered at the end of it, and they just came out, and I'm just hoping that we will have more events like this. I just posted on the social media, what happened at the very end, and how they were all just giving thanks to the Lord. I hope that this will spur more Bible reading. You know, if you've been following my channel, I read tons and tons and tons of God's Word. I read it and read it, read it. I believe that this is so important, so helpful for us to it sets our minds clear. The Word of God is very powerful. It has a huge effect, more than what any of us can ever really realize. Here's one of my other books, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. I go through all the verses of the minor prophets, and they were talking to us in our day about basically Anons, the ones who would be in this fight. And then this one, last one, I've done four, and this one is the one, this is biblical, about how every Bible story was a roadmap for us. The Lord has laid it all out for us if we just know how to decode it. I'm just so glad to have had this beautiful experience with America Reads the Bible. I hope they do it every year. And I would just really encourage you to maybe start somehow a little Bible reading in your community, and maybe popping it over on social media. In our community, we have group community pages for our community, and put it out there and just see if, whatever effect it'll have, the Lord will bless it. I think that would be a great idea. And as I'm actually meeting with some folks, and we're talking about doing that very thing, just taking this as a kickoff to us doing that in our community. So I would just ask you to consider doing that. All right, so now let's talk about, of course, this was what President Trump read on Tuesday. We had this on our Tuesday show. It, just as soon as he finished reading it, was the kickoff to our show on Tuesday night. I have a show on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central, on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Central, and then on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Central. Trying to make it confusing. Really not, but I am. Anyway, so this is what he had read to everyone. It was amazing. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and play it, because it is too powerful. It's really the theme of this whole event, is that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. This is the passage President Trump read. So amazing. Definitely, just pray as you're listening to this. This is gigantic that he would read this portion, our wonderful president, and also listen to the portions that you don't, you know, that verse I just quoted to you that we always hear, but the other portions maybe you don't hear, and it's specifically talking about Baal worship. And then if you get yourself involved in this, it'll be terrible consequences. So check this out.
House of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously affected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for you, if you will walk before me, as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according to as I have covenanted with David your father, saying there shall not fail you as a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why has the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt and laid hold on other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore has he brought all this evil upon them.
There you go.
And it came.
There you go. That was absolutely amazing. I take it straight from the Lord. I take that straight from the Lord to us, as I do all scripture, but this was extremely powerful, that there's blessings for the nations that obey the Lord. There are terrible consequences for those that do not. And so he's going to, he would shut up heaven that there be no rain if we don't honor the Lord. And you can see that in certain nations that have not honored the Lord, their nations have gone down, down, down. The blessing that we have in our country is because of our forefathers setting us up as one nation under God. This nation was created to honor the Lord, and that's where we're going to be. We're going to have this, the restoration of our country, and that's all there is to it. And I'm very thankful that we have, the Lord has turned this around, and that we will lead all of the world out of this terrible darkness of these evildoers. We're going to be we fulfill our destiny to set the world free from these evildoers, just like the Omer bundle behind me. If you're not familiar with the Omer bundle, we have been counting the Omer. Today is the first day of the fourth week of the counting of the Omer. And so this is the you complete this blessing bundle on 7 weeks, and then you have the Pentecost Jubilee. Of course, we're going on May 17th up to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to show you what we're going to get to see, some of the things we're going to see when we're up there. And it's about this blessing, this water fountains that are everywhere. This is the this is the blessing of the Lord, that he is pouring out his blessing on the world. This is what I believe is symbolic about President Trump opening up these fountains. It's just so beautiful. And so one of the first things, actually, let me do this. I'll do this one first. This is the first one is, let me do the fountain first. This is a fountain right behind the White House. On the north side of the White House, it's called Lafayette Park. And I've, you know, been to Washington, D.C. various times. And most of the time, you'll see protesters on this side, on the north side of the White House. And you'll see them potentially, with picket signs. But you don't see on the other side, this Lafayette Park. Well, there are a lot of parks in Washington, D.C., and there's a lot of money up there, but they have just let everything get so run down. The first thing was we had just homeless people scattered everywhere and filth, right? And it was not, had not been kept up. Well, you know, President Trump has cleaned all that up. He's also put his grass up there, like the from his golf courses, and now he is in the process of repairing all these waterfalls and water fountains and the reflecting pool. I don't think this is coincidental that this is happening now. He could have done this in his first term, but he didn't. So much of this is about timing, because we're finally at this point in the movie and really in the Lord's timeline for the water to start to flow. And I'm going to show you these amazing passages from about this, the waterfalls. You're going to just love it. So yeah, I think they're also symbolic of cleansing this demonic swamp. We went up to Washington, D.C. We met right here between the White House and the Lafayette Park, and we're out there. It was probably about 50 of us. This is 10 years ago, when we're beating our drums and carrying on and hollering, drain the swamp and lock her up and all that. And so that was when I didn't know what to do, because we'd been the board I had been moderating was kicked off. It was shut down. So I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? And so I went to this Tracy Beans event, and we spoke. I got to speak. I didn't really realize I was going to speak, but the Lord had me speak at this event there in Freedom Park, which is fairly close to the White House. We just kind of did a loop, and we went to the Freedom Plaza, really. And I quoted Habakkuk chapter 2. Where it says, if it tarries, wait for it will surely come, and it will not be delayed. And everyone was so excited to hear the word of the Lord. I said, I know that is my role in this, is to connect the dots about what is going on just in this day, how this is biblical. And I'm just so thankful to have been able to do that. I'll never, you know, once this is all over, I'll just never forget that. And I hope that we'll always be together. But either way, that we'll know that we were able to walk through how this is biblical. But this is beautiful. This beautiful waterfall is now working again. Finally, look at the beautiful colors. Look how nice it looks. It has really looked bad. It looked like a dump. And now look at it. And it's working. All the waterfalls. It's just the same thing. It's in God's word about this beautiful blessings that are flowing in our country. Isn't this exciting? It's so beautiful. All right. So I want you to see that one. Also, I want you to hear what President Trump had to say about the reflecting pool. And I'm going to tell you what I believe has been their symbolism. It's kind of gross. I'm not going to tell you exactly, but you'll have to connect the dots, because I can't even speak some of these things. They're so vile, and I really don't want to even go into how vile they are, but I think you'll be able to understand. But President Trump is restoring it. Okay, so let me just show you. I think he's going to hold up a picture. Okay, here's the picture of the reflecting pool. If you haven't been there, and you've seen it on TV 1,000 times, but you've got the Washington Monument, the obelisk. Of course, as you remember, the obelisk was not supposed to be finished. It was stopped during the Civil War. Lincoln stopped the building of the obelisk because he knew the symbolism of the obelisk. It was basically an Asherah pole, and it was not, you know, something that he wanted in our country. Well, they continued building it after Lincoln had been assassinated. And so it's right between the Washington Monument, the obelisk, and the Lincoln Memorial. So on this vantage point of what we're watching that President Trump is showing us in this picture is the vantage point from Lincoln, where he's sitting in this massive chair with his hands clutched on the side of the arm of the chair in which he is sitting, and he's looking at this Washington Monument that he did not want to have built. And so then he's also looking at this reflecting pool. Well, what is he reflecting on? It's filthy. It's disgusting. It's vile. It looks, it's just like a pool of death. It is a swamp. And so he's looking at this, and every day the sun comes over. So this is, you're facing east this way. And so then the sun, as it comes across the sky, then it sends this shadow of the obelisk of the Asherah pole to straight to Lincoln through this pool of filth. Does that make sense to you guys, what the symbolism is? This is disgusting. It's like a daily demonic ritual that anybody who would want to stop them from doing the demonic rituals in our country would be killed. And so you can look at the, if you look at Lincoln's face, I didn't pull up a picture of it, but you can see the look on his face that he is in horror at what they are doing to America and how they're using America for evil. And so, and most of us didn't even realize that the various things that they were doing to us and to people all over the world in the name of America, but no more, no more. So look at what President Trump is doing. He is cleansing this swamp. He is cleansing this reflecting pool. So listen to what he has to say. Two pieces.
And it was going to cost $300 million. And it was going to take maybe more than 3 years. And I said, no, there's a better way of doing it. I said, what we're going to do is I'm going to call all three of these people that have worked for me in the past doing swimming pools. That's all they can do is a swimming pool. And I said, give me a good price. We can do it for maybe $1.5 million to $2 million as opposed to $300 million. We scrubbed the surface of the existing granite that's been there since 1922. We then grouted all of the granite, fixed it up, took about 2 weeks. And now we have a nice clean surface on which we're putting a industrial grade swimming pool topping. And they said, what color would you like, sir? It's called American flag blue. I said, that's the color I want. I want American flag blue. It'll last for 40 or 50 years. There'll be no leaks. There'll be no anything. It'll look gorgeous, beautiful. So it's a story in business. And here's the difference, because somebody said, well, sir, but one, wouldn't it be a better job? I said, no, no, this is a much better job for much less money. It will look far more beautiful than it did in 1922 when they built it, much more beautiful. So we build it in much less time for much less money. But I don't mean much less. I mean numbers that nobody can even believe. So it's $1.5 million versus 300. It's 2 weeks versus more than 3 years. And that's just the way it is. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Thank you, President Trump, for your attention to this matter and so many matters. he never stops. He can get more done than I can even think about. He just really, so we're so blessed. Pinch yourself right now, everybody who's watching on Rumble Land and on YouTube Land, pinch yourself. You are living in the day. This is such an honor and a blessing to get to experience this and to watch his kingdom come, his will be done. The Lord Jesus is going to rule this world, everybody. I'm telling you right now, the Lord Jesus is going to rule this world in righteousness. This fountains that are being restored is a symbol of this. And I'm going to show you these verses. It's going to be so beautiful. All right, so I don't want to forget to show you this other thing. I've got to show you this, but I'm going to do this first. Okay, so here is this passage in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13. It says, on that day, a fountain will be opened for the dynasty of David and for the people of Jerusalem, a fountain to cleanse them from all their sins and impurity. It's cleansing us from our personal sins. It's cleansing us from things that we didn't even realize that they were doing to us. And Lord only knows what they put in our bodies. But it's cleansing us from the swamp of the people who evildoers who have ruled over us. We're being cleansed. This is a beautiful fountain of cleansing. He says, on that day, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will erase idol worship throughout the land so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. Amen. I will remove from them from the land both the false prophets and the spirit of impurity that came along with them. Amen. Give me some amens on that. Thank you, Lord. This is the day. This is happening now, right here. And so let me read to you also what happened in Ezekiel chapter 47. At the very top, it says there's a river of healing. You know, and the reflecting pool, it looks kind of, it's really big. It's really long. I mean, you got it's a long, long way. And so it's like a river. It's like a river of healing. And then I'm going to show you some healing. So exciting. In my vision, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There I saw a stream flowing east from beneath the door of the temple and passing to the right of the altar on its south side. Now, every time it talks about the temple, don't send your mind back to the Middle East in the, you know, in the city, okay, the physical temple, because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. All those wonderful people who read the Word of God to us over the past week, 7 days, for this beautiful third week of the counting of the Omer, this was the blessing, the people, the temple. That is the temple. It's God's people reading his word, blessing their country, our wonderful patriots, our wonderful soldiers. This is the temple. What good is a building? What good is stones? We are the stones, one built on top of the other to fit it into this beautiful house of the Lord, for the Lord to dwell on the earth. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. And so this is the temple. This stream flows from his people as we pray, as President Trump was reading this passage in Second Chronicles, that if my people pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. It flows from us calling upon him and working justice and righteousness and being courageous to stand and fight, just like our wonderful military. Thank you, Lord, for them. This man brought me outside the wall through the north gate and led me around to the eastern entrance. There I could see the water flowing out through the south side of the east gateway. He could see the people are praying. The people are worshiping. The people are working for justice. The people are snap to and look alive and are busy doing his will. That's what causes us, Impact was saying over on the YouTube chat, saying, you know, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are working his will on earth. The righteous will rule with him. All these wonderful people who are being put in positions of authority like RFK, you know, and I'm going to show you that in just a second. It's producing the healing that we had need so desperately that we've been praying for. So in this image, it's so beautiful. Look at this beautiful image. Measuring as he went, he took me along the stream for 1,750 feet. That's probably the length of the pool. I wonder if that's the length of it. Somebody look that up and tell me if that's the length of the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. That would be funny if that's the case. Anyway, and he led me across the water. The water was up to my ankles. Now, the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. is not deep. You can see on this picture, you know, they have it scrubbed clean and they're painting it, you know, American flag blue. It is very shallow. That was kind of one of the things I was surprised about. It's very, very shallow. And imagine it is not easy to keep it clean. You have to have special pumps and this and that to keep it clean. Just like, you know, you have a swimming pool that has like a wading pool area. You've got to work hard to keep that area clean. Anyway, he measured it off another 1,750 feet and led me across again, from one side to the other. And this time the water was up to my knees. The blessings are starting to flow. The blessings are starting to get bigger and more intense. After another 1,750 feet, it was up to my waist. Then he measured another 1,750 feet, and the river was too deep to walk across. It was deep enough to swim in, but too deep to walk through. This is, we're going to be swimming in blessings, okay? That's the image right here, is the blessings of healing, the blessings of peace, the blessings of abundance will flow so that we'll be swimming in all the blessings. I'm telling you, this is what we're going to see. I've been saying this for years. And there's been so many people who are like, it's going to be a nuclear holocaust. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's going to be the golden age, not the olden age. We've had enough. Anybody say an amen to? We've had enough of the evil. It's time for blessings where we can swim in it. Isn't that so great? I just love that. All right. So I want you to see one of the first things was that President Trump had a press conference where he talked about this new drug called Otarmeni, a gene therapy curing a rare disease called deafness. And he talks about this little boy, 2 years old, Travis Smith. He was born deaf. He took his miracle cure, and now he can hear his mother say, I love you. Isn't this amazing? It's like Jesus time, you guys. It is like Jesus time, where we're seeing the deaf will hear, the blind will see, Those who have been in darkness will have been walking in the light. I'm going to show you that one next. So exciting. Check out what President Trump said on this.
A new drug from Regeneron called Otarmeni, a gene therapy curing a rare disease that causes deafness. You know, people are totally deaf, and it's amazing. I've seen some work on it. It's actually hard to believe. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Normally, cures for rare diseases can cost millions of dollars, and really the results aren't that good. But in this case, I'm pleased to say that Regeneron will be giving this away for free for this period of time, for free.
And free. Free. How's that? I know they've done so much research on this, and they could make a lot of money on this, but they're not. They're doing this for the good of humanity. Isn't that beautiful? You hear the little boy in the corner that was crying out, you know, he can hear himself do that. It's beautiful.
And here with us is 2-year-old Travis Smith. He was born deaf. Was he totally deaf?
Pretty much, right?
This is 100%. He was 100% deaf, but he took this miracle cure, and now he can hear his mom, Sierra, say, "I love you." Today I'm also
so exciting, so beautiful. You know, and I, if you aren't familiar with my channel, you know, I would never expect it to be a part of this, but it's been so fun to see people getting well on just a lot of different things. If you go to my channel, melissaredpill.com, and then you just go to the health page, this whole health page, I have so many wonderful things that I have found out about, I have discovered how to detox. This is so important, so important. I have another dear friend, who has not been careful and has been, you know, I don't know if it was that he ate something or if he drank something or if he was messing with chemicals or whatever, but he's got a growth in his body that has got to be dealt with because of these toxins. And so now he's like, okay, well, I'll do the detox. Well, it's a little late, but you can still, you know, you can still do it and to remove these toxins from your body. In my opinion, when you have a growth like that, it's either toxins or it's parasites. And that's where the CD right here comes in handy, because that can remove the parasites, and then this can remove the toxins. And so anyway, there's a special offer on it right now. So definitely go and check into that over on the health page. Let's see. There's the Millie's health links, tips for improving your health, even your puppy dog's health. Just really exciting days that we are going to see health for everybody. All right. So I want you to see that before I went on. So I'm getting to see people who are in pain. Their pain is going away. Definitely check into this one. See if it's going to come up on the screen. This one right here, Stop the Pain, prescribinglife.com. And they've been in pain for years, and it's gone. So exciting. And she also helps with nutrition. She's gone through my nutrition, making sure that everything I'm eating is wonderful and helps me to stay well. Really exciting. I think I'm getting younger. I think I am. All right, so I want you to see that. All right, so then the other thing is President Trump was talking about the Ibogaine, and I think I might have a picture of them. No. Okay. I want you to see this where he's talking about Ibogaine, but also where they went into the Oval Office this week and they had this Ibogaine approved in fast-tracked in America. Now, people all over the world have been able to take this. You know, they have not had such stringent rules about some of these drugs. These are from psychedelics, and that they help the brain to heal from trauma. A lot of times they're saying that their brain has that white coating at the top. It has gotten thinned out for either from toxins or from trauma, from various things. Lord only knows, some of these jabs, who knows what it was, and that this was thinned out. And that this drug, the psychedelics, helps the brain to be, that area to be restored. And so President Trump is talking about this Ibogaine being fast-tracked in our country. So exciting. I played a little video for you the other day, but I wanted to share with you that a dear friend of mine she's been struggling for a good while. And I'm hoping to have her on the show, because she went down and to one of these places, I think it was in Mexico, and she was just saying, pray for me as I go through this. It's, you know, it's, you know, you're just, there's, you're hopeful, but you just don't know what's going to happen. And so the, actually the first treatment that they gave, said, they say it looks, helps 80 or 90% of the people in the first treatment, but the first treatment did not really show her the relief that she needed from the different traumas that she's experienced. And so then she took the second one, and they said that she was really, really tired. And so she was for her to go to sleep. And so the next morning she said she woke up with this huge smile on her face. So very, very exciting. You know, we're going to watch and see if this is going to be something that is going to really be a long lasting, but that's what they say, is that people who have just been in just suffering for years, that they have long lasting results from it. And this is again, my book, The Golden Age, it's the golden age of joy. The Bible says there'll be joy that no one can take away. It's very, very exciting to see all of these blessings starting to flow up to our waist, up to we can swim in. And I know you guys are ready just like I am. All right. So then the next thing, let's see. All right. So now let's talk about a miracle that happened with an event. I believe this was miraculous. The enemy is trying everything to stop justice from coming, but nothing can stop what is coming. We know that. Okay. And because this is biblical, this is not just a political event. This is literally a biblical event. This is what the prophets have been telling us about. This is what we've been waiting for thousands of years. The day when the Antichrist, demonic criminal cabal, Antichrist beast, revelation would be cast out. This is one of their chief things that they enjoy doing to humanity, is to utilize these storms. And I don't know if I have this video, but there was one video where you could see from a plane where it was just lightning and flashing and just crazy. This guy who's a weatherman is horrified because he's looking at how huge this thing is, and he just cannot even believe how huge it is. He's just in shock about all of the danger. And it's right over beside the Air Force Base, Vance Air Force Base, in Enid, Oklahoma. And they were saying it had taken a direct hit, but it turned out that it came literally right to the edge and did not. There were houses that were flattened, but no fatalities. No fatalities. Every person found out about it. Look how shocked he is. You can tell he's just, yeah. And he's seen a lot of tornadoes. This one was really, really, that's a killer storm. Everything that they intended for evil, the Lord will use for good, and he will not allow them to do anymore. The Bible says in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15, it says, cheer up, Zion. Don't be afraid. You will never again fear disaster. I'm going to pull up that verse because it's just too good. I'm going to pull it up. When you go to BibleGateway.com. I love this. I love this. Zephaniah chapter 3. Chapter 3. Verse 15, scroll down to the bottom. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last, your troubles will be over, and you will never again fear disaster. No more killer storms. No more. The good news is that even though they are attempting these things, here at the last, as the Bible says, that the devil has come down in great wrath, knowing he has little time. Even though they're attempting these things, they are not able to have them have an effect. Yes, houses were damaged. We can replace houses. But not one person died in that killer storm. You know the cabal is just so upset, so mad, that they are not able to do their evil sacrifices. And just like with what happened last night, this guy ran through like he was in the Olympics, right, racing through there to try to kill, and he was not able to. Not one person was harmed. Look at this. At last, your troubles will be over. You'll never again fear disaster. Cheer up. Don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He'll delight in you with gladness. With his love, he'll calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Lord, for your promise. All right, so this is, in my opinion, a miracle. All right, so here was one of the bombshells. I want to tell you what my thoughts are on this. Yes, Niecy, yeah, our troubles will soon be over. All right, so, and really, as we live just in peace and trusting the Lord in the middle of all this, we can have that peace despite it not the battle not being completely over. You can upset yourself and live in fear if you want to, or you can trust the Lord. And I chose to trust the Lord long ago, and I'm going to continue to, and I know you are the same way. All right, so yeah, okay, back to this. What is going on with this? What is going on with President Trump posting this horrible picture of Candace Owens? It is a vile person of the year in this. It was a fake Time magazine, right? It was fake. But, you know, he posted this. Candace Owens' stock, which was never very high, has fallen a long way. Her attack on the First Lady of France is despicable. I believe in this case, without verification, she is an extremely low IQ individual. It says here, Candace Owens lies, lies, lies. Then it says, uses rich white men. 0% fact check, ratio on all credible fact check citing, checking sites, protects sex offenders. How about that? That's a lot to say on this post that President Trump put for this Time magazine. And it was not a repost from someone else. It looks like this was something that he created. It's or said someone of his people create. Okay, so I want to point out to you where it says uses rich white men. And what I want to point out to you on this is that her husband is literally one of the elite. Her husband is in the family members of those who are part of the House of Lords in the United Kingdom. The literal elite. And what I believe he's saying, I'm just going to say this, is I believe he's saying that she's low IQ because she doesn't realize that she's being used. She has had a huge platform, a huge name, and that this man has come along and has gotten her brainwashed. They married very, very quickly, and I talked about this a few weeks ago, but I think that's what he's saying when it's saying low IQ. He's saying, don't you realize, wake up, realize that you are being used. You are being used, and your platform is being used, and your thoughts are being used. Now, I will tell you this, with your phone, you've got to be very careful because you may not have a rich millionaire come along and sweep you off your feet to brainwash you, but you can have your social media, your feed on social media brainwash you. Just like this guy, you know, whatever his name was, Alan Cole, whatever his name was, that he was brainwashed into doing something terrible and put him, he could have been dead. He's not dead at this point, but and I don't know what's going to happen to him. But the point is, he was brainwashed. Our social media can brainwash us. They can, and they, I've seen it over and over and over that people, you know, start to research things and they look into things and then they get off into some crazy deal and they start thinking crazy. Lord, please guide our thoughts and our actions. Guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit is the one who guides us into all truth and keeps us safe. We're completely dependent upon him. Actually, Elon Musk reposted one of President Trump's posts this morning. Let me go ahead and show it to you super quick while I'm thinking about it. But it was about praying to the Lord and for Michael, the archangel, to protect us from the tricks of the enemy. Look at this. Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wicked snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of Heavenly Host, be the power of God. Cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Elon reposted this, that President Trump posted. Isn't that the truth? How desperately we need the Lord to protect us and the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth so that we don't end up, falling victims to some of these lies. And I think that's exactly what's happened with her, is that this guy's very, very good at it, very good at brainwashing. And he's not only brought himself in, but he's also has other people who are helping to brainwash her and utilize her skills and her talents for evil to fight against President Trump. I really do think that's what he means when he's saying that she is low IQ. Yeah, this picture was, that'll stop a train, won't it? In its tracks, and uses rich white men. He's pointing out the husband, and I think the issue is that it's not that she's using him, maybe she is, but that he's using her, and that's where she should be able to snap to and realize that she's being used for evil to fight against President Trump. And you know, low IQ a person, I think that probably something very similar is happening with Tucker, because he's really, let's just be honest, we're not going to get off the Trump train. We're riding this Trump train into the golden age. and they are trying everything, using their talents, their skills, and their social media platforms to try to stop him, and they won't be able to. We will just tell you goodbye, and we're going to continue with Trump regardless, right? All right, so that I want you to see that kind of a bombshell on that. Also, the SPLC, this was a huge bombshell this week. We've got so many other things that are happening that we, you know, haven't even brought this up. We're, you know, almost an hour into the video. But this SPLC being exposed and being under criminal indictment is gigantic. This is huge because they were actually funding these hate groups that they were purporting to be against. They knew that it would hurt their business model if there were no hate groups. So they had to make up hate groups. Even the Patriot Front, I believe that they funded the Patriot Front, the ones that had the masks and all the matching outfits pretending to be MAGA. Like, no, we don't got money for that. We don't have money to have matching outfits. We're just going over there in, you know, the threadbare whatever we have on to fight for our country. Anybody who would look at that realize that this was completely funded by someone, you know, anyway, but whatever it was, this is who it was funded by, the SPLC. And so they've fomented all of this hate to try to divide our country. We've talked about this on the board so many times, and where 17 told us they constantly are trying to get us at each other's throats because they know that that will help to divide and conquer and pull our country down. But no more. Now this is exposed. It's wonderful. So check this out. They're talking about this being they're being under criminal indictment, 11 counts. Check this out.
Today, a few minutes ago, in the Middle District of Alabama, a grand jury returned an 11-count indictment charging the Southern Poverty Law Center with 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. According to the charges in the indictment, the SPLC is a nonprofit entity that purports to fight white supremacy and racial hatred by reporting on extremist groups and conducting research to inform law enforcement groups with the goal of dismantling these groups. As the indictment describes, the SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred.
Thank you, Lord, that this is being exposed. And so definitely share this. I'm gonna give you the link to this one because I want you to share these links. It's so important that people understand this. They've been brainwashed into thinking that we're a racist country. We're clearly not a racist country, but they've been fomenting this, that they're, you know, all this division. And I'm telling you, it's brainwashing 101. And it's been very effective. And so this right here is going to help to bring this down, this evil, where they won't be able to fund this anymore. And then we can have the peace that we need and the unity that we need desperately in our country. But we cannot continue in our country where we're at each other's throats. And we have to have one nation under God, united, the United States of America. So I'm very, very thankful for this. So I'm going to pop this one into the chat for you guys so you can and share this. I would just call this SPLC. Okay. All right. So then the next thing is the Pope. The Pope is so, he's not ready to go up against President Trump. Come on now, bruh. He can't go up against President Trump. But you know that he is a controlled mouthpiece for the criminal cabal. And he's got to say what he is told to say. And not to say that he doesn't agree with these things. They've chosen him because he was, he's one of them. But he is, you know, he's under their control. If he doesn't say what he's told to say, then it's curtains for him anyway. So check out what he has to say about capital punishment. This came out right after President Trump, the executive order, was it? I think it was. This is my mom calling me. I think it's my mom. Mom. So yeah, she's on a trip. She's somewhere far, far away, and she doesn't realize it's Melly time. Anyway, so if she calls me back, well, oh goodness, y'all. Okay, we're gonna have to accept the call from mother. Hey, mom.
Hey, where are you?
Well, we're having a show right now. You're on live. You're on live with everybody. Let me call you back.
Okay.
My mother, you guys, she's so much. She's too much. We talk all the time, but she's on a trip long, far away. She went on this big, long trip where you sail across the ocean. And I told you guys that she had just broken her wrist, and then a week later, she broke her shoulder. And she still went on the trip. My mom is something else. Anyway, so we'll have to talk to her later. We love you, Mom. All right. So, yeah, she's one of the ones who went to Prescribing Life and no longer has any of this terrible pain. She was on a couch taking 3 opioids a day, and now because of Prescribing Life, she doesn't have any pain, and she just is a go, go, go. Anyway, so back, what was I saying? Back to the Pope. What was I saying? You guys tell me. Okay, so, bottom line, he is not going to be able to stop President Trump from, the executive order. President Trump put out an executive order, I think it was, where they would have reinstitute the firing squad. Yes, we've already had the death penalty, but the firing squad, that is for those who have committed treason. And so they know that this is coming, and they can't stop it. They've tried, obviously, everything from killer storms to triggered people and all these different things that they, wars and nuclear and everything they tried. They can't stop it. And so they bring out the Pope. Maybe the Pope mobile can stop it. But he is saying that it's never justified to do capital punishment. Sure you go. There you go. President Trump's approval ratings are off the charts better than the Pope's because people realize this guy is just a paid mouthpiece. Check this out.
Church teaches that the death penalty is inadmissible because it is an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person. The right to life is the very foundation of every other human right. For this reason, only when a society safeguards the sanctity of human life will it flourish and prosper. Effective systems of detention can be and have been developed that protect citizens, while at the same time do not completely deprive those who are guilty of the possibility of redemption. The Church teaches that the death penalty is inadmissible because it is an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person.
Okay, so this is the deal, Pope. Mr. Pope, yeah, you are supposed to be representing God's word, not your own personal opinion. I don't really care what you think. I don't care what you think. All I care about is what the Word of God says. That's all we care about at this point. We're not interested in your opinion because, as President Trump has said multiple times, he's wrong. And he is not looking out for the interests of the victims, of the people. And that's the problem. And so I'm going to show you these various verses from the Bible that talk about capital punishment. Genesis 9:5-6 says the foundation principle where capital punishment is instituted for the shedding of human blood. I'll read to you that one. Here it says, yes, surely for your lifeblood will I demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I'll require it, and from the hand of man. From the hand of every man's brother I'll require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. This will put everyone in fear. If they realize if they do such a thing, they will be killed. They will have their life required of them if they take another life. Now, right now in El Salvador, Bukele, the president of El Salvador, is showing the MS-13 gang members who are behind bars, showing them trials day after day after day. It's literally probably, it might be 1,000 in the room that are just lined up in seats, and they are not moving one muscle. I don't know what they're put in fear of, but they won't be able to have food. I don't know what how they're keeping them under control, but they're watching the trials, and people are one by one being probably held to an account for their crimes, as in capital punishment. And that's probably what they're watching daily, watching videos of this, and they don't move one muscle. Yeah. So this is Exodus 12:21-14 states that anyone who commits murder shall surely be put to death. Leviticus 20:9-21 says, it lists the crimes punishable by death, including adultery, incest, and attacking or cursing parents. Numbers 35:16-21 defines the difference between murder and manslaughter. Deuteronomy 17:6-7 sets the legal standard requiring two or three witnesses for these things to be held, for someone to be held account. Here, this is the one from Exodus 21. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. However, if he did not lie in wait, but God delivered him into his hand, then I'll appoint for you a place where he may flee. What this means is if it wasn't premeditated. This is something I just, you know, it was an accident. The axe handle fell off. The axe fell off the axe handle and it hit someone. It killed them. And I'm going to run to this city so that they can hear my case and I won't be held accountable because I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident. That's what he's talking about in Exodus chapter 21, verse 13. But verse 14, if a man acts with premeditation against his neighbor to kill him by the treachery, you shall take him from my altar that he may die. This is what the Pope should be reading. He should be reading, what does the Word of God say? It does not matter what you think. He's just a mouthpiece of the criminal cabal. He's one of the false prophets. He's not, you know, not just him personally, but this institution has been hijacked, unfortunately, as much of the Christian church has been too. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. As much as Buddhism has been hijacked, Islam's been hijacked, Judaism, they've all been hijacked and infiltrated. And so what we really want is the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? And that anyone who is in a position to speak the Word of God, as it talks about, as I read earlier, the cleansing will also be for his house, so that you'll only have good people in his house. Actually, that was on my video that I did yesterday about Ezekiel. So go and look at that video on Ezekiel. I think you'll really enjoy that one in case you missed it. I'll pop the link into the chat. All right. Now, one other thing. This is pretty cool. We're in the Festival of Omer. I talk about this every year. What happens on this festival called Lag BaOmer? Okay, so here we are on the 26th. This is the first day of the fourth week of the counting of the Omer. And so this is like the 22nd day that we've been counting. Okay. So then, because we completed 3 weeks, which is 21 days, so we were at the first day of the fourth week. On the 33rd day, 11 days from now, is the on the 5th of May, the Cinco de Mayo is Lag BaOmer. This, and I've got videos on it if you want to go. I'm not going to go into all the detail about it right now, but I'm just reminding you that this is coming up. This is the day they celebrate or memorialize a time when many of the people in the cabal were massacred and were killed. They memorialize this day because they say this happened to them because they were not stealthy enough. They were exposed and they revealed who they were and what they were doing and all their plans. And so don't do that. Make sure you're very stealthy. Make sure that you're keeping everything on the down low and that you don't let anyone know what you're really doing, that you always work through someone like a Candace Owens. Work through someone brainwashed fool that goes to try to harm the president. They use patsies, other means so that you can't be found out. Well, here's one way that there's being found out, like on how they've been financially cheating the sanctions in Iran. It's now being exposed because people are telling on them how they've been using false bank accounts for laundering all this money. So all these things are coming out. So this is coming up. This special day, Lag BaOmer, is coming up on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer, the Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. And so I would not be surprised if something big happened on that day to expose them. And this is the day that they memorialized that many of them were killed. I'm just saying, this is the day. They set this up. I didn't set this up. This Lag BaOmer, this was a day when many of them were executed. I wouldn't mind. I would not mind at all if many of these people who've been committing treason and crimes against humanity were executed. I wouldn't mind. According to the word of God, that's exactly what we need. Those who have struck a man so that he would die, they'll surely be put to death. Amen. Surely for lifeblood, I'll demand a reckoning from the hand of every beast. I'll require it from the hand of every man's brother. I'll require the life of man. Whoever sheds blood, man's blood, by man, his blood shall be shed. This is, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. These are the kinds of things that you probably won't hear in many of the churches. But you should. I'm very thankful that they had the reading of the Word of God. All right, so I think that's everything I had to share with you. How about that? Leaving you on that note. That's a big note. That's a blast. And so here is the 17th of May, which is the day we celebrate Jubilee in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be going and taking pictures of the fountain in Lafayette Park behind the White House. I'm going to go to the reflecting pool, and we're also going to be just praising the Lord for delivering us from the hand of our enemies. And I just think it would be so cool if they were gone by then. I would be all for that. I would be so up for all of that. If you haven't checked out the books, go and check them out. This is where you can get the Golden Age, End Times, Major Clues for Minor Prophets, End Times, This is Biblical, End Times, This is, and a Thousand Years of Peace. It's wonderful, wonderful news. And you can also check out the audiobooks over on freedomforce.live. Let me just go right here. freedomforce.live or Melissa Redpill. Either way, you can get there both ways. And you go to the audiobooks and you can listen to Melly read these to you. So that might make it easier as you're like on a commute and it'll all start to make sense. You can actually get buy three and get one free like that. I want to give you a little special treat. I'll probably have that out there for just a few more days, that special offer. I think that's everything. I think that's everything. Let's pray. Again, Lord, we praise you and we thank you that you are coming to rule this world and nothing can stop what is coming. Thank you for this beautiful fountain that is starting to flow from your people and that filling the whole world with your blessings in every place, so much that we can swim in it. Thank you for the child that's now hearing and that deafness will be no more. Blindness will be no more. There'll be no more cancer. There'll be no more autism. There'll be no more of these diseases. There'll be no more wars. Thank you for perfect healing and perfect peace all over the world. Thank you that the enemies will be gone and that we'll never again fear disaster like these terrible tornadoes. Thank you for the golden age. We are really over the olden age. We're ready for the golden age. We thank you. We thank you for your word. We want your word to be spoken in your house everywhere, that people would hear your word. Thank you for the reading of your word this week. What a blessing it was for our country. I just pray, Lord, that you would cause your ministers, as your word says, that those of the house of Zadok will stay and teach in your word because they were faithful to you. Have your faithful ministers rise up and have them be able to speak your word with power. And that no more will they be stifled and infiltrated so that they can't speak the word. And that those who've been using your house for evil, they'll be gone. They'll be gone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that nothing can stop what is coming. This is the day when justice will rule this earth. Thank you so much, Lord, that you will rule in righteousness and justice and peace, and they will never again fear disaster. Well, I pray your blessing on every one of the people on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them, everyone who's fighting in this good fight, and that those who are doing evil, we pray you will squash them and remove them so that they will not be able to do any more evil on this earth. Thank you, Lord, for the great awakening that is coming, the jubilee that is coming, the debt cancellation that is coming, the prisoners will be kept set free, all that is coming, that we will... The eye is not seen and ear is not heard and nor has entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. We praise you and we thank you and we love you. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus, because you bought this with your own blood. I love you guys. I'm so glad we were able to hang out together. I hope you enjoyed it. And definitely make sure to like before you go and make sure to share. I'm popping in the audiobook information right here and I'll pop in the books too. So definitely share that because people need to hear some good news. All right. And I guess that's it. I'm going to jet out and I'll see you Tuesday at 6:00 Central Standard Time. All right, guys. I love you and I'll talk to you later.
Strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.